Yuan, Liu Yuan answered, yes, there is Kusala now.
How do you know?
你怎么知道?
因为觉知到当下的当下没有阶段，只是法而已。那就是说还没到了解什么是善的阶段吗？
So that means we are not at the level of understanding what is kusala yet.
Right, but we learn to understand the difference between moment of seeing and moment after seeing, and then whether it is kusala or akusala, when it's not that.
所以我们可以来了解什么是忍辱波。
How long panya will develop until it can directly understand that which appears as it is only one at a time?
要多久的时间智慧才可以累积到能够真的知道现在升起的法？ 就只是一次一个法，它就真的真相是什么？
Otherwise, one does not know what can one understand. Just reading and talking, that is not leading to direct understanding that which is appearing now.
如果我们只是这些佛陀的教导，只是去讨论，然后从来不知道现在出现的什么是真的，我们是不可能真正累积智慧的。
So the development of understanding is not for me or for I or for anyone, just for understanding the absolute truth of realities which cannot be taken for self or anything because they are already gone, never to return.
所以累积智慧并不是为了谁，也不是为了任何人，累积智慧就只是为了了解真相是什么，现在出现了，立刻就灭去了，它是无我的。
And only this understanding can letting go the idea of self little by little from whatever is now appearing, like seeing, thinking, and so on.
借由了解现在出现的，比如眼识、耳识、声音等等，智慧的了解逐渐的累积，可以逐渐的放掉。有个东西，有个人。So
it's so very subtle to develop the understanding of even the word Dhamma and that which experience. There is more and more understanding of that which experiences any characteristic, no matter it is thinking or hearing or seeing or willing or whatever. Its characteristic is just arise to perform its function because it's that which can experience an object. I mean that no matter how much we learn about realities, is for understanding the characteristic which is now experiences. Because even we say it experiences visible object, there is not yet thing is patipati. The Thai use the same word like doing, but actually it's not doing. It's just the direct understanding with direct awareness of a reality right now. Because it's higher level of understanding.
Patipati呢是一个 比较高阶段的智慧了，它是一般的翻译都会翻成练习。那么，即使是，所以我们今天要讨论的，是不是可以成为直接经验法的因缘条件呢？我们想要讨论那些可以帮助直接经验法的因缘条件。有什么想讨论的吗？之后呢，的塑形心一般就是不善的，所以它是漏嘛。
We assume because it's a Dhamma discussion, there must be kusala teachers most of the time, but this is just thinking of the situation, not being or the understanding of hearing.
3 seconds of your last part.
Yes. So when we think that it's just kusala all the time, understanding kusala, it means it's just a Dhamma that are much more akusala than kusala after seeing or hearing or now.
那么希瓦的重点呢，是说，我们在学习了解法的过程中，我们会越来越清楚，其实不善在一天之中，一开始一定是比善。那么这个pity是善的时候呢，是善喜或不善喜呢？那么刚刚我断讯了，不过它善喜的意思，比如说当我们感激某个人，或者我们有慈爱的时候的喜，那不善喜的时候，我们有享受某些事情的时候，其实很爱伴随的，这个是不善的喜悦。
Known by the individual concerned if there is some awareness or understanding of the kusala nature of the citta that is arising.
那么前半段其实又没有听到，但是后面的意思就是说哈，这个我们关心是善还是不善呢？那当然要能，但是不好的善比较好。但是事实上呢，就像老师啊这样解释的，真正重要的是了解现在这一刻出现的法，不管它是善或不善哦，而不是说刻意要改变。
So there can be kusala in the midst of irritation.
愤怒是你吗？
It's gone. So you get angry with that which is not there. But it's the accumulation of anger from then on. And it just belongs to the person who get angry, not the other at all. So is it wise to get angry? Many people tries to have no anger at all, but without understanding. So it's impossible. It doesn't work.
生气呢，它过去了。那因为不了解啊、哦，所以是在累积的是自己，对方并没有累积这个生气哦。不要生气，但是这个不是解决之道。
And of course, while one is being angry, there are also moments of seeing and hearing, and these are not akusala, they are vipaka moments.
那么当我们在愤怒中的时候呢，它其实并不是一直连续在愤怒中哦。比如说，你还是有眼识、耳识，在愤怒中的时候还是有这些果报心啊。觉知跟智慧的升起有它的因缘条件，对不对？从这个角度来看的话，在他们升起之前，是愤怒或者是其他的状态，并不是关键。
哦，我现在是觉得太过注于关注那些自己以为不好的情绪啊，所以呢，这也是一个。
Well, as Ajahn has pointed out, these emotions are not something that we have any, there is any control of.So they arise by conditions. They are accumulated tendencies. They have already been accumulated. That's why they arise in the, to the extent they do.
这些受欢迎的、不受欢迎的情绪哦，它都不是由你来控制的，对不对？
The problem is we regard the negative emotions as some kind of obstacle to the development of understanding, awareness and understanding.In fact, they are not an obstacle.
And Ewan, okay. when we're so preoccupied with the negative emotions, doesn't this mean we're just preoccupied with the story of I, myself? Because we're not preoccupied with someone else's, but it's my negative emotions which we mind so much about. So it shows the very deep-rooted and strong clinging to self. Because...like the negative emotion that's passed has completely gone already, but still thinking and dwelling on it because of such strong clinging to self all the time.
当我们呢很重视负面自己的负面情绪的是很深哦，可是你看我们现在还是有兴趣来讨论佛法，我们是有兴趣要去了解佛陀的教导的。
So rather than worrying about our negative emotions, can just consider more and more.What the Buddha said and what its true meaning is.
所以与其呢，就像你刚刚说的，会专注在自己的负面的情绪上，那不如去多想想佛陀讲的话，去思维他的话。
That is what will be the basis for understanding to arise in the future, rather than wanting to have less akusala in our life.
这样子才会成为之后智慧升起来的因缘条件。而不是只是想要更少的不愉快的感受而已。
And particularly we can consider the different realities that can be the object of awareness and understanding at the present moment.
那么现在呢，事实上是有很多的法的出现是可以让我们去思维，可以去了解的。
How can anyone know the characteristic of it as its condition? It's just there for...So wise considering is that whatever appears, it's time to think about the truth that Buddha taught about. Whatever is there is conditioned just for a very short moment and then gone, no one there. More and more, little by little, it will lead to the understanding directly of each by anattaness. no expectation at all.
所以思慧呢，怎么开始思慧呢？能不能了解现在的法，不管出现是什么法，都有它的条件，都有它的原因。它出现了，它停一下下，很快就走了。它不是谁的，它是无我的。
We can see the opposite characteristic of reality, ignorance and understanding. Even what appears now is real, it's so real, it's now, it appears, but ignorance cannot understand. But when it's right understanding, it begins to develop the understanding that no one makes it arise and no one can keep it, it's gone.
所以像无明跟智慧这两个是不同的心所不同的法，但他们的特征功能是如此的不同，那无明不会了并不是谁的。
So right understanding is very courageous to understand whether even now there's not yet enough understanding, but from his words they can be considering more about the truth of whatever appears now.
那么智慧呢是有勇气的，他可以了解现在智慧是不够的。那么一样还是借由佛陀的话来思慧，累积智慧。
It's not just repeat anatta dhamma, but what is dhamma? It's this. What is this? It's dhamma, a reality. That's all.
不是只是重复的去复诵无我啊，法诸法无我，法是什么？我们了解法，现在法是什么吗？
So one can see the difference. Question for today.
那今天的讨论有什么问题吗？
一般我们都很容易进入那个情境。就像刘源说，哦，他今天描述的这个，我想大家都会有。那不是情绪，是进入想，就是不管是好的，或是不好的，但是我们不容易去觉察说，哎，他，就是法的升起，好像在这一点上面，我们是不够。坚定，我发现是这个问题，但是也不是说，这是有什么错，而是说，我们真的就很容易进入那个情境，就是说，包括中第二支箭，包括我们高兴这件事情，都是中第二支箭，我们没有办法觉察到，这个是思慧哈，也是不够坚定，是不是这样？
It's so easy to.一直有法在，我们都不知道，我们要一直持续这样下去吗？都不知道有法在吗？我们知道有人，我们觉得看到了人，可是那个人是什么？没有掩饰，没有色尘，没有这些所谓的无欲或这个人吗？
So just don't forget that what appears now will never come back again.
就记得，不管现在出现什么，它永远都不会回来。
No one there.
Right.And then there can be more understanding with the words of the Buddha. Just talk about everything as no one then.
这个句话很好用。
要去了解佛陀的教导呢，正见是一定必备的，否则没有办法了解他的话。
So it takes eons and eons to develop fully understanding what appears now.
它是需要一节一节这样子去了解。
So.The eye is not yours, seeing is not yours, hearing is not yours. They are all different realities, conditioned. That's why no one knows about what, the accumulation of each being or characteristic at all. Because it is so very unexpected. It's that whenever it appears by conditions to be understood as it's not me. It's only that which is conditioned, no matter...That is like or dislike it.
眼根不是你，色尘不是你，眼识不是你。那么，我们不会去真的了解其他人的累积的习性是什么。每一刻出现的法是那么无，你没有办法去预测的无，所以你不会了解其他人累积的习性，不管是贪爱嗔恨。
Wasting time all the time with ignorance when there is no understanding of what appears now.
那么，所以无明呢？把贪嗔当成是你的或谁的，一直在浪费时间，一直在浪费时间，一直在累积不善。
So before we can talk about no self, no I, there is always I. But when there's a question, is there I? It's the beginning, the arising and falling away of what appears now is so true, but no understanding. But understanding can begin to understand just one characteristic at a time.And know the difference between the intellectual understanding and the patipatti higher level. of understanding.
啊，现在在生灭是如此的真实哦，但是并没有智慧能够知道这些这个真相。那么一点一滴的累积智慧，智慧也才能够分辨什么是理智上的了解而已，什么是真正的直接经验法。
How can there be moment of enlightenment without understanding them, little by little, of the truth?
没有一点一滴累积的智慧，又怎么可能开悟呢？
Is there passajitasikna?
现在有触心所吗？讨论碰触，没有人去想着碰触。现在有碰触到什么吗？
And it's part of life. See, no understanding until it's just hard, nothing else. So where am I? No I at all.
比如说碰触到印的时候，真相是只有印啊，并没有我在碰啊。碰到印的时候，世界就只是印而已。
And it's so natural. No one has to think much about it to select to be aware of this or to understand that. It's by conditions. It shows its anotherness. And there is more firm understanding.
就认为有个人、有东西、有个耳朵、有个眼睛、有个鼻子，这些都在一起，有个什么东西在那里。有个人在那里。
So study Dhamma is moment of beginning to understand the reality there, no matter what, by condition.、
所以研读佛法就是要去了解现在出现的是什么法，不管它是什么法。
So seeing just now can be object of the development of understanding. Hardness can be object of development of no self. Because when it's hard, just hard, how can it be finger or?You or anyone.
所以智慧了解的是什么？演示就是现在有演示可以是智慧去了解，现在有印可以是智慧去了解的对象。那么印就是印，印怎么会是智慧呢？也是因缘条件嘛。有因缘条件在的时候，那个智慧会升起，就是会升起，或者是什么会升起，就是什么会升起。
And this is the only way to understand totally of anatthaness, no I.
这个是能够真正去了解什么叫做、无我，并没有我。
Is anyone brave enough to letting go whatever appears now? As not I.
有谁已经、可以真的放掉现在出现的就不是我吗？
And the answer is Sutta Parami.
那这是、真相波罗蜜哦，诚实波罗蜜。
Not yet.、
我们波罗蜜都还不够。
That's why it develops by itself, not by anyone, little by little from understanding the truth of whatever appears now.
了解现在出现的是什么法的真相的本来样子，这个智慧本身是他自己在累积的，不是由谁来累积，会累积的因缘条件，会更了解什么才是最珍贵的。
Lily, usually, with Lily and you and usually,We're lost in the world of stories and situations and reactions and considering the habit of wise considering about what is real at this moment can gradually develop.
当然也是因为、那么多劫累世累积，我们会在、故事里面、在各种状况里、我们对现在出现的眼识、耳识、声音等等是没有什么信心去的，但是也因为透过这样子的讨论，逐渐累积这个习惯性思慧去了解，这个我们是缺的，但是它也可以培养出来的一个累积的习性去思慧，现在出现的法。
So instead of thinking there shouldn't be such thinking of stories and situations, or one shouldn't be overwhelmed by dosa or loba, there's more and more appreciation that there can be.Awareness and understanding, even right now, even as、Johnson and Ajahn have said, whilst carried away or lost in the dosa, there can be understanding even at that time or even at this time right now.、
然后对现在正在出现的法，什么是真的有兴趣了解的话呢？我们就会越来越能够体会为什么不善的法其实并不是我们很自然的就想要把不善的法讨厌，希望它不要有。但是你越了解现在正在出现的法的时候，你越能够接受出现的不善，那个也是老师强调的那个忍辱波罗蜜。
Or what is heard for a moment, no drama, no emotion, no big story, just sound for a moment, what is seen for a moment, thinking for a moment. and then all gone, never to return.
所以不管在什么情境故事里面，就跟现在一样哦，也是啊，升起过去了，色尘、耳识、声音都是这样升起过去了。
And for a moment, there isn't, as John mentioned, all that time of ignorance, just a moment of understanding, when there's no wasting time for an instant, and then back to thinking and stories and dramas, but gradually the accumulation of understanding develops.
嗯哼，那么就刚老师说的，就是其实在无名转折听到、吃到、碰到等等，这个也是需要的，否则我们现在怎么能够了解现在谁在说什么呢
？And even for the enlightened being, there must be thinking all the time, that there is not moments of seeing and hearing. No one can stop the mind from thinking.
嗯哼，在双武士之后呢？在想
讲解，
你介不介意我们下次再讨论这个问题？
好的，好的，很好，嗯，时间够。
Okay. The question would be asked next time by 大壮二。